The mood in Reynolds Coliseum was patriotic.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we...
And in many ways, with more than 9,000 people packed in, Reynolds was a party.
It is good to be back at NC State. Good to have all these wolves in my wolf pack.
President Obama strutted to the stage with his sleeves rolled up and a smile on his face. He said the American Jobs Act he introduced last week and is pushing Congress to pass is a top priority. Mr. Obama says it means bringing back good jobs, middle-class jobs.
Jobs that pay well, jobs that offer some security, jobs that are available for all the young people who are going to be graduating from NC State. Because I know that's what the students are thinking about.
The White House says passage of the jobs bill would mean hundreds of millions of dollars for North Carolina and money to fix roads and bridges and money for teachers and police officers. The president also says 170,000 small businesses across the state would benefit from having their payroll taxes cut in half. Mr. Obama stopped in Apex before his speech in Raleigh. He toured West Star Precision with owner Irv Portman, who is also a Wake County commissioner. West Star is a manufacturer specializing in components for aerospace, medical, and alternative energy. Portman introduced President Obama at NC State.
Employers like West Star want to invest in new equipment to expand capacity and to grow. Employees need that investment to compete and win. The president's plan will help us do just that.
Myra Navarro is an 18-year-old math education major at NC State. Navarro says she liked what President Obama had to say, but she still wonders how the jobs bill will be paid for.
I'm kind of worried about how are we supposed to get the money, you know what I mean?
Republicans agree. They are against raising taxes to pay for the $447 billion initiative. During a GOP conference call, Congresswoman Renee Elmers of Dunn said once again, the president is out with failed policy.
It's failed in the past, it will fail in the future, and no matter what he calls it, you know, giving it a new name, whether we're talking about infrastructure growth or we're talking, you know, no matter what thing you put on it, what name, label, or otherwise, it's still the same thing and it's not going to work.
Well, let's put it this way. For him to be successful in his 2012 campaign, it would really help him if this legislation passes.
Stephen Green is a political science professor at NC State. He says Mr. Obama needs the American Jobs Act to pass Congress for several reasons.
He needs the economic benefits that most economists think this will bring. He needs the political win, if you will. The Republicans want to deny him. But again, mostly anything that can help get more people back to work is good for any president running for re-election.
And it is very clear the president is campaigning hard for re-election in a state that will be a battleground in 2012.
We need to build an economy that lasts. And Raleigh, that starts now.
I love you, bro.
I love you back. That starts. But if you love me, you got to help me pass this bill.
Leonita Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.